With this COVID-19 tragedy affecting so many around the world, we should take a page from this officer's book to learn from small acts of generosity like these. It doesn't take much to brighten up someone's day. https://www.facebook.com/polisterahipo/posts/314152611915544 Auntie came on her own to the market without wearing any protective equipment. I got worried for her safety, so I offered to help put a mask on for her, said kind constable Muhammad Shyaman Anwar, who was pictured in the act along with the elderly woman, in a Facebook post by Polis Daira Ipo that went viral yesterday, the 8th of April. As I got closer, I noticed her frail condition. Her hands were trembling, so I thought it would have been difficult for her to put on a mask by herself, said the empathetic 25-year-old PDRM officer, recalling that the incident occurred at 10 a.m. yesterday when authorities were patrolling a public market at Gunungripat, Ipo. I offered to help her put on the mask and she nodded to show her consent before thanking me, he added in a statement recorded by Sinar Harian. The concerned constable, who just joined the police force last February, took the opportunity to advise the elderly woman on the importance of wearing face masks in public. She understood, which was why she asked me to help her put on the mask. The photo that went viral on Facebook was captioned, "Picture of the Day, Constable Muhammad Shyaman Anwar helps a senior citizen who wasn't wearing a mask while patrolling in Kampungripat, Ipo." Many netizens praised the officer for his sincere actions that hold up PDRM's theme, "Nothing separates the police and community." Wearing face masks while you're visiting the market is just one of the regulations enforced by authorities during the MCO to curb the spread of the virus. What a wholesome sight. In a time like this, when it seems as though bad news can be found at every turn, it's small acts like these that reassure us of hope in a better future. Also read, take note, PDRM will close these 5 roads in Petaling Jaya on the 10th of April. You have reached the end of this story.